I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 69. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Fun show today. We're going to talk about fake health foods. Foods that you think are healthy, but they're really not. So just because something is labeled as a health food or has a reputation as a health food doesn't mean it is. So we're going to kind of expose what's really going on in the world out there. Because so many people come to me and they'll say, well, Dr. Joe, I eat really well. I have a great diet. I eat this and this and this. And then I look at their diet and it's horrible. And so we're going to break down some of the things that are going on. So, for example, let's start with salads because that's an easy one. Everybody says, well, I have a salad every day, but Dr. Joe, I can't lose weight. Dr. Joe, I have a salad every day and I'm tired every day at lunch. Right after lunch, I want to fall asleep. How many people do that? You want to fall asleep right after lunch? A lot of you do. And the reason is lunch. I ask school teachers a lot when I give lectures, when are your grades better, morning or afternoon for your kids? 100% of the time, teachers say what? Morning. What's the difference between a kid in the morning and a kid in the afternoon? Lunch. And so they're eating foods that are actually shutting down their metabolism, their brain function. And so let's talk about a salad. There's good salads and there's bad salads. Now, years ago, I was normal. I used to eat meat and dairy and soda and breads and everything else. And I remember I loved Caesar salad. I remember the first time I ever had a Caesar salad. I grew up really poor, so this wasn't something we had. And I went out to dinner, I had a date, and we met this girl's father at a restaurant, and they ordered a Caesar salad, and it came, and they made it right at the side of the table, and it was delicious. And so Caesar salad became one of my favorites. But then I started thinking, once I started learning about biochemistry and nutrition and brain function, what's in a Caesar salad? Well, what do we got in there? We got croutons, not a good idea. Cheese, I'm not a big fan of cheeses. You have the anchovies, I'm not a big fan of fish either. I'm a vegan, in case it's your first show. Now, I'm not asking you to do that. I know that may be a little extreme for some of you. I'm not asking you to go vegan, but I'll give you reasons why I chose this lifestyle and you can decide what you want to do. So you've got raw eggs, which of course can cause salmonella and issues like that. So you got something that starts out with romaine lettuce, but then we add all this other stuff to it. To be honest with you, that's why it tastes so good. We add these foods that aren't necessarily good for you. And that's one thing with food. People would eat better if the bad food didn't taste so darn good. And I agree with you. I'm not arguing that point. So let's talk about maybe a better choice than a Caesar salad or any type of salad. Lettuce, awesome. Beans would be great. Chickpeas are great. Onions are fine. Cucumbers, broccoli, tomatoes, mushrooms, all fine. Then what do we do to it? Then we start adding cheese on it. And especially if you add like processed cheese food, the yellow cheese. I always joke, you never see a yellow cow. You never see yellow milk. Where did the yellow cheese come from? It's got to be a dye that's added to it. So you start adding things like cheese and ham and other pieces of meat and bacon. And that's where you start ruining a perfectly good salad. And what happens is if you eat a lot of saturated fats, they can actually clump your red blood cells together. And when red blood cells clump together, get tired. This is why if you ever eat a salad for lunch, a healthy salad, you don't get tired afterwards. Have a cheese pizza with pepperoni, a lot of animal products, a lot of saturated fats. What happens? You want to fall asleep. So you're not carrying oxygen through the body. Not a good thing. So when you make a salad, start thinking, what am I putting in my salad? If I put saturated fats into the salad, it's going to clump my red blood cells together. I may get tired. Or maybe I could put beets in my salad. Now, beets are high in nitrates. And nitrates convert into something called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. When you open up your blood vessels, you have better circulation. And it's not just to your arms and your legs. How about your brain? Your brain needs oxygen and circulation. How about your reproductive organs? Keeping it clean, it's a family show. Your reproductive organs need circulation. And as we get older, the circulation to our whole body gets less. The blood vessels become weaker. They're not as flexible as they used to be. And when blood vessels become weak, they don't expand, so the blood pressure doesn't drop. Blood vessels expand, blood pressure drops. Blood vessels contract, blood pressure goes up. So you start taking foods that are high in nitrates, like beets, like arugula, basically green leafy vegetables, really. But arugula has like 10 times the amount of nitrates as beets. If you don't know what that is, it's kind of like a lettuce. So if you make an arugula salad with beets on it, oh my gosh, now you're getting all these vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and you're getting the nitrates to create nitric oxide, and you're going to get more energy. So what would life be like? Let's go back to fantasy world. What would life be like? I'll play some music, harp music in the background. If at the end of the day, you didn't want to fall asleep. How many people go home from work? You just, oh my God, I can't believe I got to drive home and it's a 20-minute, half-hour, two-hour ride. I'm exhausted. I just want to go home and go to bed. What does that do to you? You just work and sleep and work and sleep. How many people do that? A lot of you do. And so if you have more energy because you're eating better foods, you're going to actually have something called a social life. Some of you may have heard of this. It's a rare, hard-to-find thing. But imagine going home from work and having a date, spending time with your kids, going out with your friends, or just being awake. Wouldn't that be cool? And you can do that very easily by being careful what you have at lunch or dinner in this case. So you can do a good salad or you can do a bad salad. I want you to add something to your diet. I want you to add something called nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast is something I add to every salad I have. It's spectacular. It's a yellow powder. It kind of tastes like, it looks like powdered mashed potatoes. Maybe has a cheddar cheese kind of flavor to it, a savory flavor. And it has something in it, a certain type of beta-glucan. Now, beta-glucan has been shown to help diabetics. And it's also shown to help your immune system. In fact, they've done studies where you can give a child a half a teaspoon of nutritional yeast, cost really expensive, about 4 cents, and you add it to a child's diet every day, reduce the risk of flu by about 25%, and colds, cold and flu. And if they do get sick, it reduces the severity by 25 to 50%. So why wouldn't you be using 4 cents of nutritional yeast on every salad that you have? It's pretty cool, and it adds great flavor to it, too. I add more than that because I like the flavor, but I know as long as I'm getting my quarter teaspoon or half teaspoon, I'm going to do well. So add nutritional yeast to it. If you use raw organic apple cider vinegar as part of your salad dressing, raw organic apple cider vinegar, very beneficial to your health. It helps digestion. It has probiotics and prebiotics. It feeds the bacteria in your colon. It actually helps alkalize your system. Most of us eat bad foods, acid-forming foods, and those acid-forming foods are causing trauma to our body. Alkalizing the system helps the body function more efficiently. So you do raw organic apple cider vinegar as part of your salad dressing. And then you can use oils. Now, the less processed oils you eat, the better. Now, I know there's a lot of different camps on this. Make 80% of your diet come from fats, and you're going to do great. Well, you can do that, but it's usually not sustainable long-term. That's the ketogenic diet. Also, studies are coming out now that people that have done long-term ketogenic diets are increasing their risk of heart disease. So short-term to lose weight, sure, it's fine, but I don't recommend that for more than 2 months. The more processed oil you eat, the less you eat, the better you're going to be. So when I say processed oil, what does that mean? How about olive oil? How about coconut oil? How about avocado oil? So reduce the amount of oil that you take in. If you're going to do oils, and I do some too, I'm Italian, I got to use olive oil, I think. I don't know what happens. Just use less and make sure it's organic. Try to stay away from the processed oils, the vegetable oils, canola, soybean oils. These are all high in omega-6 fatty acids. And omega-6 fatty acids increase inflammation, and every disease known to man has an inflammatory component. So do the quality oils, the good oils, and just kind of cut back a little bit on them, okay? So you can do a healthy salad, you can do a non-healthy salad. In the first book that I wrote, it's called Eating Right for the Health of It, we have a whole chapter on salad dressings. Couldn't make it easier for you. And here's a bonus for you. Don't tell everybody. You're going to save a ton of money. I see people at work, and again, in my offices, I'm here at the studio, and some folks bring their own lunch, which is great, and other people are eating out every day. And look at the healthy people. The healthy ones, the ones that are thin, the ones that are fit, they usually either bring their own lunch or they're eating healthy foods. The ones that aren't so healthy, it's pretty obvious what they're having for lunch. They're spending $10, $15 for lunch. They feel miserable. They're tired all the time. Maybe they're overweight. Maybe they're sick. So you'll save money, feel better, look good, slow down the aging process. Why wouldn't you do this? Makes no sense. And to make a salad, this is how long it takes. I buy a big, it's called a clamshell, of organic greens, less than $4. I can make 5, 6, 7 salads out of it, depending what I add to it. I'll break that out. I'll put it in there. I'll put some organic sesame seeds sometimes on it. I'll take sesame seeds and put them in a dry frying pan and just toast them. Keep flipping them until they turn a little brown. Add those toasted sesame seeds to your salad. Guess what? Tastes like bacon. Put some sesame seeds on there. Then you add the lettuce. Then you add an apple cider vinegar dressing. Again, my book has a ton of recipes in it. Then you could add sunflower seeds if you want to, organic sunflower seeds. Then you add your nutritional yeast. What's going to happen is you're going to find that costs, let me think how much that would even cost, maybe a dollar, let's say $2, let's get crazy. Put it in a glass container, because I don't like plastics. Plastics can scrape and get toxic chemicals in the food. You put it in a glass container, you bring it to work, I add the salad dressing when I get to work or at lunchtime, and I eat it. You don't need more food, you need better food. And so when you're eating better food, you have more energy, you save money, and you're going to eat a lot less food. And when you eat a lot less foods, you're going to feel better and you're going to lose weight. So remember, when you're hungry, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. So salads, think about that. That can be a fake health food. A lot of people think they're doing well with salads and they're not. Okay? Smoothies. This is another one that drives me nuts. People say, well, Dr. Joe, I have a smoothie every single day. I said, that's great. What's in it? Well, let me tell you what's in it. They had some frozen fruit. Awesome. Love that. That's great. And then they'll add milk. Not a big fan of milk. I would use coconut milk or almond milk. Okay. And they may add frozen sweetened fruit, which is loaded with what? Sugar, or even worse, high fructose corn syrup, or even worse, artificial sweeteners. And if you go to a smoothie place, a lot of them, the fruit that they use is all sweetened with sugar or high fructose corn syrup. Not a healthy food anymore. So you're taking something that essentially is just a candy bar that's liquefied and eating it. Now, if you want to make your own smoothies, this is how we do it. It's real simple. You take some coconut milk or almond milk, frozen fruit. I always use organic bananas. Bananas work nice because a half a frozen banana makes it creamy and smooth, kind of like a milkshake then. And the banana adds that consistency. Berries are great because they're lower in sugar, but make sure they're just organic berries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. And then I add Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source to my smoothies because it's the minimum amount of nutrients you need every single day. I recently did a spot on a major television show, and the topic was hangover remedies. They asked me about hangover remedies. It was kind of funny. And one of the things that they recommend is you take B vitamins, you take these children's drinks that have the nutrients in it. And I said, well, if you just take Super Greens and Essential Source, that's going to give you all the nutrients you need without all the downside to it. So not saying you should get hangovers. The best way to avoid a hangover is don't get a hangover. But you add Super Greens and Essential Source every single day, minimum amount of nutrients. They're on my website, drjoe.com. And then you can add, if you want to, some toasted almonds to it or regular almonds to it. Just add it on top if you want to make it pretty. That's a smoothie. And in fact, if you follow me on Instagram, we send out a lot of pictures of smoothies on a regular basis using the Super Greens, the Essential Source. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll get a lot of that information there. But just be careful, because in a day, in a perfect world, you're going to have about 40 grams of net carbs. What the heck is a net carb? Take the amount of carbs you eat in a day, subtract the amount of fiber you eat in a day. So let's assume I have 80 grams of carbs. Everybody's talking about low carb, low carb. All right, I eat 80 grams of carb. But I had 50 grams of fiber. My net carbs are only 30 grams. So I didn't have that you know, 80 grams of carbs. I had 30 grams of carbs, net carbs. And so if you go, as you eat more carbs, you got to eat more fiber. There comes in the salad that we just talked about, which essentially could have zero carbs if you do it right, or almost zero carbs. But the fiber is going to offset it. So with smoothies, just be careful. You may just be eating sugar water and thinking, why am I not losing weight? Why am I tired all the time? Why am I sick all the time? You're just getting too much sugar. So be careful. Smoothies can be one of those fake health foods that we're talking about. Energy bars. This is another kicker. And I see this all the time. Dr. Joe, I have this energy bar, and it's really good for me, and I eat four of them a day. Read the ingredients. First, look at the carbs. Okay, it's a real simple thing. Because the carbs, if you're not getting net carbs, you got to remember the net carbs, you may be just getting a bunch of sugar. It really, a lot of times, it's just candy in a bar form. And then sometimes they'll add artificial sweeteners. Not a big fan of artificial sweeteners. If you listened to my shows before, you know I'm not a big fan of artificial sweeteners. Some candy bars can have up to 500 calories. I mean, that's a lot of calories. If you're on a 1,500 calorie diet a day or 2,000 calories, which is what maybe you should be around taking every day, is one-third to one-fourth of your calories right there in a bar. Not a good idea. And you're not going to be satisfied. A few bites, it's gone. You're not going to feel full. You're going to want to eat more food. And again, sugar makes you hungry. Remember that. So be careful with these energy bars, because that could be a big scam as well. So what do you do? Well, you could always get your own, make your own if you want to. You want to get really crazy. Or, if you go to my website, drjoe.com, you can listen to I did a video called The 7 Deadly Sins of Nutrition. You could watch that. That's kind of step one as to what to eat and what not to eat. Step two, I did an audio called So What Can I Eat? And you can get that on my website. It's no charge. And that's a good starting point. A lot of you have done that already, because I know a lot of you regular listeners or viewers. But if you're new to it, so what, seven deadly sins of nutrition, so what can I eat? And if you do that, that's your starting point. That's step one to get you onto this bandwagon, so to speak. I would recommend the Super Greens, the essential source, of course, which would be great, because the Super Greens, the essential source, minimum amount of nutrients you should get every day. And they're two powders. They're relatively inexpensive, in fact, really inexpensive. For a fancy coffee, you can get like 2 or 3 days supply of Super Greens and essential source for one coffee. So you got the money, I promise. It's about just over $2 a day. And if you start there, because everybody says, what's the starting point, Dr. Joe? I don't know if I'm ready to go crazy like this. This is a wonderful starting point. And then if you get the digestive system working so you can absorb your nutrients, that's another step. How many people have acid reflux? Raise your hand. Heartburn, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. One of my bosses just had a part of his esophagus removed because he had acid reflux. It became cancerous. One of my other bosses is getting the early signs of it. And so what we do in our offices is we can gently, if you're a candidate for the treatment, we gently pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm. If the stomach is pushed up into the diaphragm, the acid can come up into your esophagus or your throat, and that can cause a lot of irritation. Pull the stomach down. It's a pretty easy fix for some folks. So that's step number two. And then step number three, as you're working toward good health, is you have to have a normally functioning nervous system. My offices, we have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We have a team of chiropractors, and we work on making sure the bones and the body are lined up. Because so many people have physical healthcare problems, not chemical. What do I mean by that? You might have a pinched nerve causing neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, numbness, tingling. We can take medication for that. I'm not against that. If I have pain, I'm going to take medication. But then I want to find out why I have the pain. What's my next step? And so from a chiropractic standpoint, we look to realign everything. So that's an easy fix in most cases. So if you have pain, folks, stop suffering needlessly. So many of you are suffering and you can't figure out why. Come see us. If you're in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge, go to my website, drjoe.com, real simple, D-R-J-O-E, and you can set up an appointment online. You can give us a call. We would love to be your doctors. Let's set up a time to talk. And if you have something I think we can help, we'll tell you. If it's something we don't think we can help, we're going to tell you that too. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. If you're serious about wanting to get well, for you, your friends, your family, and your children, please, folks, consider your children. Bring them into our office, drjoe.com. Make an appointment. We'd love to see them. Because our phrase is, naturally, we want to get you well and keep you well. So we want to get the nervous system working, digestive system working, and good nutrition. So we're talking about energy bars. That's where we left off. And a lot of times, they'll have chemicals added to it, even trail mix. You think, well, trail mix might be a better choice, but they may have fruit in it. Check the fruit. Make sure it doesn't have something in it called sulfites. Now, I know we just said sulfites earlier, nitrates converted to nitric oxide. Sulfites are not nitrates, a little different, but nitrates can become carcinogenic just like sulfites can become carcinogenic. So if you have dried fruit, whether it's dried fruit or a trail mix, and it's real pretty, and it's soft, and it's mushy, and it's chewy, that usually means they have sulfites in it. Dried fruit should be ugly. Dried fruit dries out. It should be wrinkly and dried out. So read the ingredients. So if you're not doing an energy bar or one of these, you know, fancy bars that can be actually bad for you, you might be thinking, well, Dr. Joe, I'm eating trail mix. Could be a good choice, but just make sure it doesn't have any sulfites in it. If it contains sulfites, it's off. It's off your list. Don't eat it. Because a lot of times people with sulfites can get sick from it, get headaches. Not a big fan of the additives. And here's my rule on food. You may have heard it before. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. It's just that simple. So I want you to cut back on the foods, a lot of processed foods, packaged foods, and sulfites are one of the things you're going to be looking for. I know you can pronounce that, but still not something you should be eating. All right, let's go on. Burritos. People think, well, I'm going to have a chicken burrito. It's better than a steak burrito. So chicken is way better than steak, so I'm going to have a chicken burrito. About 1,000 calories. Lots of saturated fats, depending on the size of the burrito, of course. Cheese, sour cream. You get a fat jumbo tortilla made with wheat. A lot of people have wheat sensitivities. Wheat contains a protein called, it's a lectin called gluten. Wheat gluten contains gliadin and glutenin, and gliadin and glutenin can irritate your bowels and cause an inflammatory reaction. So now we got a problem. The chicken, if you're going to do chicken or any animal products, I recommend organic only. And my concern is that if it's not organic, it might contain antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides. It's fed genetically modified foods, which is sprayed with pesticides. and weed killers. So I'm not a big fan of you eating things that aren't, animal products especially, that aren't organic. And if you're going to do the wrap around it, not a good idea. So here's a better choice. Instead of getting a chicken burrito or a steak burrito, get a bowl. Now, years ago, we didn't have bowls. Everything was wrapped. But as we got more modernized and shows like this become more and more popular, a lot of places are now having bowls. And a bowl is real simple. It's all the ingredients on the inside without the wrap. So guess what? You just save the wheat and the calories, and it can cause bloating and gas and constipation because that wheat doesn't have a lot of fiber in it. It's white flour. And so you can do a bowl real simple. And how about this? Instead of doing chicken, how about we do a bean bowl? They call it a vegetarian bowl. I know some people get scared when I say the V word around them. But you do a vegetarian bowl. And you can do beans, you can do black beans and pinto beans, and you can do rice. Now, if you are a vegetarian, be careful. A lot of Mexican restaurants will do chicken broth in their rice. And many times that chicken broth contains monosodium glutamate. Again, not just the chicken if you're a vegetarian, but the monosodium glutamate, we did a show on this a couple of weeks ago, the glutamic acid gets into the cells and can cause the nerve cells to fire faster than they're supposed to. And it can affect blood pressure, it can affect brain function. Number one side effect is headaches. So be careful with excess amounts of monosodium glutamate. So if you're going to do rice, even if you're not a vegetarian, ask if it has chicken broth. And if it does, get the one that doesn't. They usually have two types, so that's an easy fix right there. Do guacamole instead of sour cream. Much better choice. You can do salsas, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, cilantro. Cilantro, side note, can actually help get heavy metals out of your system. How cool is that? If you have mercury and aluminum in your body, cilantro actually changes the charge, the molecular charge of the heavy metals that's bond to the cells and can help flush it out of your system. So eat lots of cilantro, is what I'm telling you. So that's a much better choice. And guess what? At the end of the day, if I have a chicken burrito, I'm going to be full. Chicken bowl, of course, I hope. You're going to have a bowl with beans and rice and guacamole and cilantro and everything else, and you're going to be full. So the results are the same. You end up full. Yet you've made a better choice than me because you have better nutrients in your food. And so what you think is a health food, chicken burrito, may not be. But here's the catch. When it comes to Mexican food, and I hate to say this, those darn chips. How many people can eat one chip? I can't, okay? Because what happens is they're the perfect, perfect storm. I know it's a used phrase. It's the perfect storm of pleasure. It's carbohydrates, fats, and salt. And when you fry them, you create these free radicals. Free radicals are like Pac-Man. They eat through things. So when you fry anything, and boy, does fried food taste good, doesn't it? When you fry these things, these free radicals get into the body, and they're the things that speed up the aging process. They're the things that eat away at your skin and break down collagen and make you look older. They make you tired. They can even lead to things like cancer. So chips, not a good idea. But you're thinking to yourself, but Dr. Joe, I'm not going to give up my chips. I love my chips. That's the reason I go to Mexican restaurants. Negotiate with me on this. Six chips. That's it. Can I do it? You can do it, I promise you. So take six chips, send the rest of the chips back. Or, better yet, save the restaurant some money. You know what? I don't want a whole basket of chips. Just bring me six. They'll look at you like you're crazy, but they'll bring you six chips. And then you can do whatever you want with those chips. You can dip them in salsa, you can dip them in guacamole, you can eat them plain, whatever you want. But just six, because here's the deal. If you start eating chips at the beginning of the meal, you're going to fill up on chips and then you're full. If you eat it with the meal or at the end of the meal, you're not going to want to eat them anyway. See how easy that is? So we're cutting back the hydrogenated oil, the genetically modified corn, the bad fats, the bad salt. There's good salt and there's bad salt, by the way. Good salt would be Himalayan salt or air-dried sea salt. I know the Mexican restaurants aren't using that. So the real simple thing, if you're not willing to give up all the chips, just limit yourself to six. It's not that hard. So we're talking about today, got a lot more to talk about. We're going to have to go to a break pretty soon. We're talking about fake health foods, foods that you think are healthy, but they're not. And here's the other thing. As you get older, it's a lot harder for your body to process these fake foods or bad foods. When you're young, hey, I can drink a six-pack, I can have pizza, sleep for a few hours, go to work. Can't do that anymore as you're getting older. So if you don't do that when you're young, you're going to be very happy when you get older that you're going to look a lot better, feel a lot better, and be biologically a lot younger than most of your friends. So I got to go to break. A lot more to cover. We got to cover sugar-free foods, these enhanced vitamin waters. Are they really good? We're going to talk about that. 2% milk, what that really means. A little scam there a little bit. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. If you'd like to become our patient, we would love to have you as our patient. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, numbness, tingling, if you've ever been in a car accident, here's the thing. If the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. And the longer you wait to come see us, the harder it's going to be to get well, and the insurance companies can be real you-know-what if you don't get in soon. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you or somebody you know wants to get well, we want to get the nervous system working, digestive system working, and good nutrition. Go to my website, drjoe.com. You can make an appointment on the website or give us a call. Again, it's drjoe.com. That's where my supplements are, too. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.